Does looking back at your last year's progress make you feel stagnant? Well, keep listening, because now you will never have to experience that gross feeling again. Hello everyone, I'm Amar and you're listening to the 6th episode of Stoic Human Podcast. Journaling is your superpower. By now, if you have ever tried to Google how to be more productive or how to become successful, you might have come across 1% a day makes you 37 times better a year, which means that if you progress even 1% every day, then you will become 37 times better by the end of the year than you were a year before. But you might think, what? 37 times better in a year? Well, I'm gonna start from today onwards. And you might get through 1, 2 or maybe 3 days or maybe a week of being extremely productive with your work, passion project, playing guitar or whatever you are trying to achieve. But in a week or so, you will be sitting on your couch giving yourself a treat because you were highly productive for a week. Well, that one day of treating yourself will turn into months of treating yourself and you won't even realize how time passed by. You might again watch some video or a blog related to productivity or motivation and start the cycle over again. Well, don't feel bad if you relate to this, because that's what majority of people do. 1% rule might have not worked for you till now, but now it will. I'm gonna tell you how to actually progress 1% every day. Let's explore this superpower that most of us never tap into but is easiest to exercise. It's called journaling. Start journaling every day. Start it from today onwards. You might say, I have 2 cluttered thoughts, or I don't know what to write, but I've heard them all and they are all very genuine concerns that every person who has ever started to write journals has. I'm going to discuss very simple steps that will help you tap into almost 70% of this superpower. So, how to journal? Well, divide your everyday journals in 2 parts. One would be planning and the other would be reviewing. Planning is something that you will do in the morning and the reviewing will be done by the end of the day. Now, what do I mean by planning? Write 3 tasks that you plan to accomplish during the day. Any more and that's a bonus task. Tasks should be in their simplest form. For example, as a software developer, I can say set up server for the app or create login page for my app. And the third would be learn Spanish. Try to be as direct as possible while writing the task. Don't let the task to be less than 3 and more than 5. As you keep completing the task during the day, actively mark them done, because that would release dopamine to motivate you to do further tasks. Now let's get down to reviewing. By the end of the day, preferably before going to the bed, review your whole day. Review what all tasks that you plan to do which were accomplished by the end of the day and congratulate yourself for them. But for the tasks that you were unable to accomplish, condemn yourself while writing the journal, but don't be hard on yourself and don't go on any guilt trip, and write down the reason that prevented you from completing the task. The reason could be anything, external or internal, like your laziness or procrastination, and try to mention something which can help you overcome that problem. It could be anything about procrastination. If you're anything important planning for the next day which you might forget, mention it while reviewing, as it will help you in case you forget it the next day. It is very important. As the Chinese proverb goes, the faintest ink is better than the best memory. Now, concluding that, you don't have to think about what you are going to do next day, in a week or in a year. You just have to keep in mind that you have to write journal every day. That's it. Everything else will be in the journal. Now you might think, oh wait, what about the rest 30% of the superpower? Well, this was a simple introduction to journaling, which covers most important aspects of it, but the rest 30% is more nuanced and not only it will help you with your productivity, but also with your relationships, philosophy, emotional and mental well-being, and other deeper aspects of life. That podcast is coming soon. Stay tuned. So that's it for this week. I would love it if you could follow this podcast, because there's amazing content coming your way every Friday. And check out our written content on stoichuman.com. Follow us on Instagram to get your dose of daily stoic wisdom. The username is stoichuman.com. It is DOTCOM, stoichuman.com. You can also subscribe us our YouTube channel, which is Stoic Human Podcast. Well, bye and stay safe.